Blackstone Audio presents Tiger Hills by Sarita Mandana. For my grandparents, Kambayanda Dechi in Mudea and Charamandasita and Bidapa. Devana. Chapter 1, 1878. Mutava knew her seventh child was special, had known from the very day of her birth. The day of the herons. It was a clear day in July, with almost 2 months to go before the baby was due, and the sowing season upon them. Mutava had put off leaving for her mother's home. She made her laborious way to the fields instead, and was standing ankle-deep in the flooded flats, when she heard a rustling. She looked up, shading her eyes against the sun and rubbing the small of her back. A flock of herons wheeled overhead. In itself, this was not unusual. There were herons to be seen in every field in Coorg, the flash of their wings startling against bright green paddy. But in all her years, Mutava had never seen as many as were now slowly descending upon the flats. 100 birds, maybe more, flying wingtip to wingtip, casting the sun-drenched fields into shadow. The fluttering of their feathers drowned out the croaking of frogs, the cawing of crows, even the incessant racket of crickets. Mutava could no longer hear her brother-in-law's voice carried on the wind, as he called out instructions to the laborers hired to help with the sowing, his words muffled by the steady beat of wings. The birds circled slowly, lower and lower, executing a final sharp turn to land by her feet.